period. I do what I want, period. Move like a boss, period. Oh, I got the sauce, period. See, the goal is to see money no matter the cost, period.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night, good whatever time of day it is. Welcome to another episode of the Black People Check-In Podcast. My name is Mandela, aka the President, aka not one of the good blacks, aka this is a throwback. Mr. Hype, aka your girlfriend's and your best friend's favorite podcaster. And joining me tonight is the Distinguishers.
Yes.
The Distinguishers, aka yes. The married man himself. The rumors are true.
It was out there live.
The rumors are true, live and direct, breaking the hearts of the galdem around the world.
Ahsoka.
Mr. Jermaine Morrison, a.k.a. Uncle Germs, a.k.a. Married Man Germs.
Mm-hmm. I'm part of the fraternity now.
Welcome to the club. Holy shit.
Yep.
Well, congratulations. How does it feel, sir? How's your head? How's your heart? Are you growing gray hairs yet? I think I see one.
No, listen, the gray hairs actually started like, the gray hairs already started from the process of doing this whole wedding thing.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, that certainly did it. But
it wasn't your wife that caused it, thankfully. No.
Nope. I'm going to say right now, nope. And I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Wow. Okay. I hope she don't hear this.
Well, that's what I'm saying. She didn't cause it. She did not cause it.
Okay. All right. So how you doing? How's your head? How's your heart? What's going on? What's been going on with you, bro? Like, honestly, summertime. How was the summer?
Honestly, summertime has been a blur. I'll just be honest with you. It's been a blur.
I saw you twice.
Oh yeah, 100%. But it was funny because like trying to prep for a wedding or plan a wedding within 5 months, I knew it was gonna happen. Like everything, that whole process was one of those things where it had to be the fastest turnaround I've ever had in my life. But that being said, all that planning and all the stress and trying to get through everything culminated into a beautiful time. I'm not even gonna front. I'm a type of person that I don't even like toot my own horn much about like events or whatever that I do. But honestly, you just had to have been there. That's all I'm saying.
Well, now that you say that, it turns out
that
I was there.
Yes, you were.
And I was like, God damn.
Yep.
That was a wedding.
Yep. It was just
I didn't even need alcohol.
I get it.
But I had alcohol.
Which I knew you would.
I had alcohol.
Yes.
And maybe an edible.
I mean, listen, you had to, as long as you didn't act a fool, you were good. But honestly, I think it was safe to say that everybody that was there had a phenomenal time.
It was more than a phenomenal. The music, period. Well, y'all are both musicians.
Mm-hmm.
So I expected the music to be on the tippy point, the tippy top of the point.
Mm-hmm.
On point.
Listen, man.
And it was.
Listen, shout out to DJ Prophet. I told him, because I've known from time. I just told him, listen, when it starts, just go straight for the jugular. Don't ease your way into it. Just go straight for the jugular.
And that, yo, the amount of shots when we lick.
Yep.
that night. Yeah. And the food was fooding.
Yep.
My wife enjoyed herself thoroughly.
Yep.
It was a time. I didn't want to leave.
Oh, man. Like, everything, I'm not even going to lie. Like, I mean, you know, marriage notwithstanding and everything, but like that whole wedding was so beautiful. I mean, and even when things like didn't go as well as I wanted to, yeah, I had to say that overall, like if I had to do it again, I would definitely do it again. Like if I would definitely do it again. Now, let me just make this clear. I am not going to do it again.
No, because that was the first and last time, because your wife is your person.
Right, exactly. But I mean, just recreating that, like having that moment, if I had to go back in time, I would love to go back in time and have that moment again. It was really good.
No, it was like the venue was beautiful. It was a pilgrimage to get there.
Yes, I get it.
It was, wow. Car, Lord God.
Yeah, I warned you, but you can't lie. The scenery was kind of fire still.
Not kind of, it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was fire. It was a beautiful day. Mm-hmm. It was not cold. Mm-hmm. It was sunny out.
Yep.
Yo, and it was just, everyone there was just so warm and welcoming and friendly, and I got sat at a good table.
I got you. You're welcome.
Thank you. I got sat at the good table. It was dope.
Yeah. No, 100%. Well, so honestly, again, thank you, Mandela and Tanya, for being there. You know, I appreciate the support, appreciate the love and everything.
Of course.
And all that. And honestly, and again, for those that were able to come, which, you know, only the people that needed to come came.
yes, that's important.
That's 100, that's why we had it far.
Yes.
but again, thank you to everybody that came. God bless you all. Like, love you guys, and yeah, I'm just happy to be married, man. My wife is definitely my person, and I'm happy for that.
Of course she is. That's your match.
Listen, man, she's my match, and she's my match, and I'm just loving the fact that she's a beautiful black queen, them, you know, too.
Listen, colored only drinking fountains around here, only.
If it, and the darker the sweeter. I'm just saying for myself, the darker the sweeter, you know, too.
You know what? I would have to concur.
Indeed.
Black of the berry, the sweeter the juice. Yo, maybe that's gonna be our episode name. Potentially.
But that being said, how you been? How's your head? How's your heart? How's your headspace?
Well, piggybacking off your wedding, I got fired 2 days before your wedding.
Jesus, father friend. Oh, God, really?
So I no longer have a job to protect. However, mm-hmm, I still have to protect my job prospects.
Of course.
Which has been hard lately. However,
mm-hmm,
things are good. It's mm-hmm so weird because I was in my feelings for a while.
I get it.
Naturally, you know, mm-hmm, baby love is growing. As of this recording, she is 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, folks, if we're breaking down the fourth wall, if you hadn't realized, we record these episodes ahead of time. Surprise. So yeah, she's 9 months and it's been a little bit hard, but honestly, I do believe everything happens for a reason.
Yes.
The job that I was let go from, I had an amazing experience. Learned a lot. So much, actually. So I'm thankful, you know, to the team that I worked with. All of the managers, everyone. Like, it was just a dope experience. I got to work on a lot of cool events. I got to see how things are done behind the scenes, so I am grateful for that.
Yes.
Was I a little bit bitter by how things went down? Sure.
Shout out to capitalism, but we all know how that goes.
Shout out. Yep. But don't get me started. I'm not going to go on a rant today. Nope. Not today, Satan.
Not today.
But yeah, certain things could have been, I think, handled better on their end. However, we're here now.
Yes,
and
we are.
The job hunt is ensuing.
Well,
but thankfully, that's going well.
Okay, good. And honestly, like, my hope and my prayer for you is to get something not only fulfilling for you, but a lot more stable. You know what I mean?
Because
you know how them people just love just let go with people, you know, still.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But it really messed with my head. Yeah, it really messed with my head. So, and that's the thing with job hunting, especially with Black people in the workforce. It's such a mind fuck.
No, it is.
Because you feel you're not good enough.
Yeah.
Even though you've done the work, you've gotten whatever feedback that they've given you. In my case, you've made those changes and improvements, yet still somehow you're not good enough. So it's not that you can't do the work, not that you're not capable or good at doing the work. It's, I don't know, like you said, shout out to capitalism.
Well, you know what, it's funny, because even just being in like the society that we're in, this is an example how like even a job loss can be very traumatic, right?
It is.
Because, and I guess I'm putting on my therapy hat now, you know, you go there wanting to ensure that, you know, you're taken care of. Now that you have a family, a lot is being placed on your shoulders to ensure that you and your family are okay. That's a lot of stress, especially when you're in a situation where it feels like the job that you've put a lot of time and energy and passion. And I know this because I've seen what you've done, right?
Yeah.
For it to be somewhat pulled from under you is a traumatic experience. And I agree with you. It makes you feel like you're less than when you feel like you put all this time and work and energy into it. But this is why, you know, when, as people hear this, you know, capitalism is a very traumatic type of entity that affects everybody, especially people of color.
It's true. And it, even like while I was, when I was just starting the job, I had a breakdown because I was so paranoid about losing the job. Because in my field, yes, I work it. I've talked about it before in the podcast. I work in public relations, right? Ain't no patience. A lot of times if you make a mistake, you out, you gone. Like, it's not, oh, let me teach you this, or you know, like it's very, there's no real tolerance for learning. I would say, like, yes, you have the unicorns that some will, you know, teach you things. And I was lucky to be taught by some of those people while I was at my last place of employment. But generally speaking, no. It's like, oh, you don't know how to do this by. It's like the expectation for you to know every and all the things is crazy.
And it adds to the pressure.
Yeah.
It definitely
And I
adds.
had a breakdown because I had made a mistake and I thought I was going to lose my job. Right? So thankfully, my manager at the time, which sounds so weird, because this is still really recent, was super understanding. And he was like, yeah, like mistake happens. You're new. You know what I mean? Which is cool, but a lot of people don't get that grace.
No, and a lot of people don't receive that grace. That's the, again, a lot of people will, we know a lot of people that swear by capitalism, but the problem with capitalism in of itself is that at the end of the day, when profits will always get in the way of people, no matter what, right?
Always.
And unfortunately, and capitalism always affects everything. Like we're talking about capitalism in healthcare, capitalism in the educational system, capitalism like in just in everyday life. You're almost treated just like a regular commodity to be used and then disposed of once we're done.
Usually, and it's so, especially for people moving my field particularly. Especially for people in my field, I think they buy into that really quickly, especially on the agency side of things. Like in a PR firm, for those who don't know, yes, I do like the agency side of things. It's very fast-paced and which I like, but I feel like there needs to be more room to grow from your mistakes. In the agency world, whether it's a PR firm, marketing firm, ad agency, whatever the case, in the creative space, right? So, yeah, it's, I chose a field, all right.
Well, listen, you chose a field, but it's always going to be under the umbrella of capitalism. And until like that, until there's measures to address and tear down the whole aspect of it, heck, even in my field, even though I've been working in the field for a while, I've seen the shifts. I've seen where, unfortunately, even dealing with people is not about people. It's about, running efficiencies. It's basically trying to look at ways to do the most with little.
Yep.
And a lot of the in a lot of cases, a lot of people suffer through that. So until those things change, this is what we're working under. That's why we tell people, listen, they ain't gonna care about you. So the best thing
No.
you can do is do everything you can to care about yourself.
They really don't give a shit. They will tell you they do. They will call you family. They will compliment you. They will ask how your newborn child is, all the above. And be like, oh, okay, cool. You know what I mean? And then, but once it's time to go or they don't like something, they don't care about your newborn child.
That's it. They'll walk you
Or
out the
that you
door.
have with a quickness and then ask for the laptop or your work equipment. Oh, what happened to the kid?
Actually, you know what? Okay. So, not to stay on this too tough, but then, there's social media has been fantastic. There had been a growing movement of people that are like somewhat like quiet quitting, right? The
Quiet
people,
quitting, yes.
yes. So the same people that is like, okay, well, I'm in the work job, but I'm not gonna do any more than what's required of me. Knowing the fact that really at the end of the day, it's like, listen, I'm doing my job, but at some point, even if I go far and beyond, that doesn't necessarily mean that the company is going to honor or recognize the work you do. What do you think, like being in the position that you're in, what are your thoughts towards that? I know you have to be very careful.
On quiet quitting, oh boy. I'm on the fence.
I get it.
Why? Because I personally like to give 100 with whatever I do.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because my field can be so fickle and cutthroat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to give them an excuse.
Mm.
But at the on the flip side, I'm like, I get it though. Mm-hmm. Because they only care about you when you can do something for them, and they will not hesitate to get rid of you.
Preach.
So why should someone put in that much effort when they're not loyal to you whatsoever?
Preach.
Right? They're not inviting you over to their family thing. Mm-hmm. You're just a help, especially if you're Black. You the help. Or the charity case, or the diversity hire that they really don't believe in anyway. AKA the Black friend.
The token Black friend.
Yeah, the token Black friend. So yeah. I get it. But for me, I'm not sure, especially at this stage, I'm not going to do it. Mm-hmm. Even though I haven't quite quit before.
Mm-hmm.
In previous jobs, like when I was really, really, really young, like teenager. Yeah. Age, I went to the bathroom and never came back.
Okay.
I went on a lunch break and never came back.
There you go.
Right? So I get it. Yeah, these places don't care about you. They say they will. They'll ask about your family, your wife, your kid. But when it's time to go, they don't care about how you're going to put food on the table.
Yeah.
They ain't paying your bills afterwards.
No.
Right?
No, but you know what? This is why, no, I say it again, you know, I think people just have to kind of recognize, you know, what we're under, you know, and again, it's not like, I'm like you, Mandela, like I put basically 100% in everything I do.
Yeah.
And I'm not ashamed of that, you know what I mean? But I am also aware that even with what I put out, you know, there are those in power that will still make the final decision on whether they want to keep me or not. So really at the end of the day, you know, the one things that I just realized that there are certain things that I know I can control.
Yep.
And really at the end of the day, there are some things which I always tell people, listen, if there are certain things that you're going to do that's going to cost your mental health, you need to stop. Period.
Once and for all.
Once and for all. I think what I've learned, at least within the practice that I have, especially dealing with a lot of people, your mental health comes first and foremost.
You must, because without your mental health, then, well, the alternative is not pretty.
Yeah. And honestly, you're not even good to anybody if you can't be good to yourself.
At all.
At all, you know.
2,000,000%, even though there's no such thing. But 2,000,000%.
We'll throw it out there. That's what we're going to call it. We'll call it that, you know, Stu.
So how does it feel being married? Like, what? You've been married for
not
a little
too long.
While now.
Yeah,
not too long.
Yeah,
just newlywed.
But just reach.
What has marriage, Black marriage, Black love, when you know type of love, what in your short time of being somebody's husband, what has that taught you so far? What have you learned about your wife that you didn't know before?
You know what? I've said this before.
And sorry to cut you. Is marriage so far what you expected it to be?
Oh, that's another question. Okay. Remind me of that question when I get to it. But if anybody has paid attention to the number of episodes that we put on the podcast as of recent, I've always said this line. When a Black woman really loves you, she'll save your life.
Well,
let me just say that one more time for the people in the back. When a Black woman loves you, she will save your life. Let me just tell you that, right?
I can attest to this, life-saving.
Yes, it is life-saving, it's life-giving, it's life-rejuvenating. Let me just say that.
Rejuvenation.
Yo, if we had a horn, we'd be like, burr, 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 burr.
Don't worry, we're working on that. The budget's about to raise soon, folks.
Yesterday's price, well, I mean, you know, it's going to be, yesterday's price is still not today's price. But whatever. Marriage has been so far a beautiful journey. And part of it is, now mind you, people that are listening to this, I know you're going to say, well, wait a little bit, wait till the honeymoon's over and all that type of stuff. Fine, granted. But one of the things that that my wife and I have been very intentional about is that we are going to speak and communicate to each other with respect, no matter what. That was the one thing that we have continued to basically based, I guess, the foundation of our relationship from the very beginning. I have found somebody that I can say that I feel safe with. And let me just say this, like, you know, people are listening to this, you know, both men and women, you know, sometimes you need to ask yourself, are you a safe space for your partner?
Because a lot of y'all ain't just like y'all think y'all are.
No, you are not. And it's and I'm not saying, like, listen, I'm not saying that our marriage is perfect. Our marriage is not perfect, right? And we're not perfect just because humans are not perfect. But right. What I will also say is that, you know, for any marriage really to thrive, and I believe this firmly because I try to live it, you yourself have to always be that safe space, even when things get uncomfortable, right?
Very uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable. You will have conversations, there'll be disagreements, you know, or whatever, things may come up that will test, you know, your level of commitment, all that type of stuff. And honestly, like, even sometimes life changes because you know, you have family now, you know?
Yeah, me have a whole picnic.
You have a whole picnic, you know, still.
A whole child.
You know.
She smiled at me today.
Thank God. But, like, when you go through, like, life changes, you still have to be able to come back to the foundations of why your relationship is what it is, right?
Yes.
I will say very quickly, you know, with these life changes, one of the things that is also the foundation of our marriage right now currently is that no matter what, we continue to choose each other, right? So, you know, people always talk about, well, love this and all that. Like, at the end of the day, love is a choice, right?
And it is not enough.
And it's not enough. But the thing about it is that you have to still choose to be with this person. You still have to choose to respect the person that you're with. You still have to choose to love. Even though it may not be enough in of its own, it's still enough in a sense that you're still willing to choose, right?
Mm-hmm.
No matter what. This is why, you know, a lot of successful marriages, the ones that last, you know, past like 20, even 30 years, you know, the man and the wife will always continue to choose. That's it. They keep it simple.
Some days.
No,
it can be harder to love.
Yeah.
The other person than others. It doesn't go away, but some days can be a bit more challenging to love and to be loved. Right? Because a lot of the times it's not the other person. A lot of the time it's you nasty motherfuckers.
Listen, let's just talk the truth. Because I think sometimes when we're in marriages or even long-term relationships, sometimes you, let me just talk to you people. I mean, the ones that actually don't know how to receive love. Like, sometimes the problem in a lot of ways is that it's easy to pass on the blame to somebody else for them not doing certain stuff. And that might be part of it. But
I've been guilty.
You're totally missing the fact that the person has committed everything to you.
Everything
to you.
Like this person chose to take a piss in front of you with the bathroom door open type of committed.
I'm just saying. That's love right there. That is love right there, you know? This is also the person in front of you is choosing to give themselves to knowing the different good and ugly parts about you. You can't hide too much within the marriage. There's not much you can do to hide. And so it is. And obviously there's the adjustments of living with somebody, waking up with somebody every single day, trying to think of ways to ensure that the relationship is strong, all that type of stuff. Marriage at the end of the day is work. That's just what it is.
It's work, it's patience, it's understanding, it's stress, it's amazing, it's happiness, it's sadness.
And more than anything, I will add to this, being in a marriage is a reflection of you. You know, and I say this because the person that you're with mirrors or shows a mirror of what you're really like.
Don't say that.
Too bad. Too bad. Because you hear it all the time. Let's just be real. You hear it all the time. You hear the good and there's some.
You know what's funny? That is something I learned early on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like really early on. And it was my wife that was like, yo. I can't remember the exact same way she said it, but I would complain about a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And she was like, and I wasn't ready to receive this message, but she's like, everything you don't like about me, do you think that there's a lot of that in you? And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I rejected it for the longest of times.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I was like,
yep.
It has a point.
I mean, sometimes they do. Sometimes they do. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm like, I don't like that you're right.
No, but you know what? You have to really be humble enough. And this is why I say that, you know what, to the people that don't know how to receive love, you know, it really takes a lot of humility to receive the love that's being given to you, right? Especially like when it's done correctly, it's done the way that you talk about, like, I want to get this type of love and blah, blah, blah. Well, when you get it, how do you treat it? Right?
Hey, can you stop? Too close to home.
Listen. Listen, I'm out here preaching here. We're going to take somebody to Jesus today.
Pastor Germs is back, y'all.
Yeah, he is. No, straight. it's been a long time.
He married for 2 seconds and him ton marriage expert.
How you mean?
So my question for you then, sir, what has Marissa taught you and what did she show you in the mirror that you didn't like about yourself? What's she showing you?
Well, I'm gonna answer both of it hopefully in this kind of one phrase. So I realize through my wife that I need. So, okay, actually, what I realized through my wife, how tough it is being a leader of the home. It really is. It actually is tough being the leader of the home. Now, I'm saying this from a standpoint that, like, you know, you men have to, I'm being thrust into a position where I have to pretty much anticipate a lot of stuff that is going to happen. We do carry a load that I don't think a lot of women really understand or appreciate. Not to say that they haven't before. This is not a knock against, you know, single women or anything like that. But
I'm just about to say they're going to come for you, boy.
They could come for me. But let's also appreciate the fact that when you have a man that is willing to support the family, take on the role and responsibility of what a man is supposed to be, it is a lot, because we're the ones that have to see the vision or create the vision as to what is going to happen. It's not like I'm definitely not the person where it's like it's my way or the highway. But what I am saying is that the expectation within our household right now is that the man leads. And with that comes the fact that you have to be on your guard in protection mode every single time, right? And you
protection can, how?
Protection how you're protecting of, and it for women is different, but I'm just gonna say for my wife, it's the physical protection. Yes. It's also the emotional protection, right?
Learn because the box.
It's the being able to offer wisdom when needed, not necessarily where it's like, oh, you should be doing this or whatever. But, you know, sometimes my wife would come to me and we would talk through some stuff and she would tell me direct, it's like, honestly, you really give a whole lot of wise stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you do.
And part of the reason why I'm able to do it, and this is where, like, I love my wife, is that my wife has created a safe space for me to be that person, right? I know there are certain things that I do lack and that I need to work upon. You know, one of them is just to make sure that I'm not procrastinating on certain things. I have to be on top of things. You know, she'll ask me questions and she'll expect certain things to be done, and I need to make sure I get it done within a reasonable amount of time, right? You know, even as down to, you know, ensuring that the wedding photos, the person that was taking them, you know, we're going to receive them within a certain amount of time, so I have to follow up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you do.
You know, stuff like that. Even just ensuring that, like, my family, potential family, is set up well. So even things like ensuring that we're covered with life insurance, for example, right?
That's a big deal, bro.
That's a big deal. But, you know, you have to, you know, men are having to be put in a position that they have to think at least 5 to 10 years down the line, you know, try to set up everything so that the family feels safe, that the wife feels safe, and through that, you know, my wife can flourish. And again, like I said, I'm not the type of man where it's like it's my way or the highway. But at the same time, the expectation is that whatever decision is made, that I'm right there in the decision making.
Word. What? Yeah. Look at my Jermaine growing up.
Thank you, man. Thanks.
Look at life.
I know, right? Jesus.
Yo, shout out to your wife. Tell her I say Wagwan.
Yeah, I definitely will, man. Honestly, like I said, I love her. I love her. And not to belabor the point, but this is the thing that I have to say is both refreshing and somewhat scary. Because of the fact that I'm in a space with her where I feel like I can love very deeply and love very big. But it's also very scary because sometimes when you love somebody, it does put you in a bit of a vulnerable position. And it's not to say that I don't love myself. I definitely love myself. But that love that I have for my wife, the capacity that I have is just continuing to grow. And again, a lot of it is also the fact that she makes me feel loved, right? She is loving me the way that I need to be loved. She has shown a lot of love towards me, even in spite of my own weaknesses. And that's something as a man that feels very safe, if that makes sense.
Y'all.
Get out of here.
Look at y'all. Aren't y'all fucking cute and adorable? And
you know what? Stop that. Stop that.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think my wife loves your wife almost as much as you love your wife.
Yeah, unfortunately. So that's even why I have to do right.
Oh, Lord. Because, yep. Boy, them two?
Right?
Them two.
You know. I, you know what, Mandela, I do apologize. I'm just going to apologize right off the rip. Cause,
for what? What are you apologizing for?
Well, I'm just apologizing for the fact that, like, that that my wife and your wife are, like, them friends.
In our real life.
In our real.
But you know what? That's a blessing because you know how some people just have shitty friends?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I am grateful that my wife does not have shitty friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She got good people.
That can put a whole another bag of stress on a relationship.
Well, it does. And I, you know what? I mean, I'm not going into aim, or but I can understand how when you're with somebody and their friends are not great, how it can affect the other person.
Absolutely. I've definitely had that in previous relationships, and it's not cute. It's not a vibe, as the young kids would say. It's not a vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely not. But that being said, you know, when you're surrounded by, and you kind of put this out there, you know, when you're surrounded by genuine good people, you know, that's a flex.
It really is a flex.
Yeah.
If I keep them around.
You know,
I pride myself on finding good people. As a friend put it, I like to collect people. Now, that sounds a little bit weird. But I do have even my parents. Mm. You know, Jamaican parents. They don't like nobody.
Yeah.
But my parents are like, yo, you have a good set of friends.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, you know what? I like you still.
Yeah.
Jermaine isn't so bad because, folks, you don't understand. Me and Jermaine actually like each other outside in our real life.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, sir.
Hey, listen, man, you're good people. I feel the same thing about myself, but you know what, it's good to have like solid people around, so you know, can't complain on that. As the songwriter said, good friend better than pocket coin,
pocket money.
I thought it was pocket coin. No, you know what, sorry, I shouldn't even. You're right. You have corrected me. I am sorry. To every dancehall connoisseur, I apologize.
Good friend, better than pocket money.
Yes.
Jeez. So what are the plans for the New Year's and Christmas, sir? Well,
actually,
depending on when this episode comes out.
Yes. I was actually going to, before we get into that, actually, I was going to ask you about your summer.
My summer was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I was outside.
Yes, you were.
I stayed outside.
And that's why you got darker.
I did get a tan. I am no longer one shade away from white.
Amen.
Even though I did discover I do have some white in me. If it wasn't obvious already, but that's a discussion for a different day. We're not going to get into that, but I did find that out this summer. My summer was great. I saw you.
Yep.
Work was amazing. We did Manifesto.
Manifesto was a vibe.
Which was documented on our Instagram. So go check that out. I saw Jermaine play for the first time. In yep. person.
Yep.
Twice.
Actually, not yes.
once.
But twice. But
twice.
Right. Yep.
And I heard Jermaine's hold on note.
Let's not go there. That part, unless you can find the video, that will not be seen.
Okay, I do have a video. Oh. Actually, I do have the video.
Yo, keep that video. That's all I'm saying. Keep that video.
I have the video. Yeah, so that was interesting. Mm-hmm. What else did I do? Caravana.
Yes. Quickly, how is that?
I feel like we're in fall now, pretty much winter, and I'm still recovering.
Oh, for real?
No, I'm not still recovering. Oh, but okay. I did 7 events in 6 days. Events in 6 days. Bruh.
Yeah. You went on and that.
I believe we talked about it on the last episode that came out, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, 7 events in 6 days. I could talk about it all day. Mm-hmm. But it was great. I hung out with some amazing people and met some really cool people. But this year, the Toronto Carnival made me think.
About what?
I think that it's time for me to expand my horizons.
Facts.
But what I mean by that is to do carnival outside of Canada.
Facts on facts. And I don't even do carnival, but I would agree with you.
Yeah, like, well, it's usually a money tip, right, for me. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I ain't a carnival influencer. I'm not an Instagram baddie. I don't, you know, I can't just reach carnivals.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think in the upcoming year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hi, wife. In the upcoming year, mm-hmm. I need to experience a carnival on an island. Yes. I need to experience carnival. Hell, even Miami Carnival.
Really?
I need to go to Uber Soca Cruise. Yes, because Miami Carnival happens on my birthday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I see it. Jermaine and Yam food, y'all. Yeah. Eating up the food, the good food.
The good food. Shout out to the wife. One more time.
Shout out to the wife. Wife. She is the wife. Yeah, I want to experience everything that everyone be talking about. Uber Soca Cruise. My brother is going to Uber Soca Cruise before me.
That should tell you something right there. You need to be on the move.
Yeah. So, well, the funny thing is he invited me to go.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But me and my bank account aren't really talking right now.
Right. Okay. Well, which is fair.
We're going through some things.
Yep. You know what? We're gonna hope and pray that your bank account overflow in the right way.
In the right way.
in the right way, you know.
So that's what I realized after this year's carnival. I actually also got to speak with a couple carnival influencers that I follow on Instagram. I saw them in Toronto this year. Okay. And they were like, yo, Toronto Carnival ain't it. I'm like, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, it's time for me to expand my horizons and my palette, my carnival palette.
Yes. The palette. Yes, the palette.
And 2024 is a big birthday year for me.
Right.
So I need to make some arrangements, some plans.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, once you can get on top of it, you're good to go. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to be on top of it, under it, or that, beside it, behind it, in front of it.
Yes. Oh, you mean? Yes, everything. Sir.
But yeah, that was my summer. We went to Soca Brainwash. Mm-hmm. We saw Beyonce.
Oh, yes. I'm surprised that your pocketbook was all right.
Listen, I am still trying to find out how to become a sex worker. So,
mm-hmm. Listen, that's why you're going to the gym. Work on your OnlyFans.
Yes, and there's been some gains. You know, mm-hmm. there's been some gains.
Gains.
So I want to keep on that trend. But also my depression took a little bit of a hit.
Also what?
My mental health took a little bit of a hit, right? So I haven't been to the gym in a couple weeks, if I'm being honest. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to go either tonight or tomorrow. Most likely it's going to be tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, saw Beyonce. Summer was great. I know I did a few other things that I cannot remember. But all in all, it was outside. The wife was outside with me from some of it.
Yeah.
Manifesto was great. Shout out to the Manifesto crew.
Yeah. Shout out to Phoenix. You know, thank you for the opportunity once again.
Yo, Phoenix is dope. You know what? I have a strange feeling that we're going to get to talk to Phoenix sooner than later. Just a hunch.
I have that same feeling. I think when we do, it's going to be another vibe. So, you know, putting it out there.
Yeah. That'd be cool if she could be a guest host, co-host.
Oh, 100%. I agree.
Because she got some things to say.
Well, listen, she has some experience. And, you know, she has a great voice. I mean, in terms of like what she speaks about. So yes. I would be looking forward to if we're able to get her on. Yeah, it'll be a great discussion.
But yeah, that's those are all my updates, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Life is life.
Well, life is continuing to life. I mean, right now with this economy right now, it's been crazy. It's been crazy.
No money.
Mm-hmm. Trust.
Hold on, Todd. Mm-hmm. What did the missus make for you, sir?
Shrimp.
Lord.
Lord God.
Marissa, can I have a plate?
Nope.
Wow. You're not allowed to answer for her.
No, well, I mean, in this case, no. I ain't sharing.
That is quite unkind of you, sir.
I get it, but you know, sometimes, yo, well, see, me hungry, you know, I need to get fed.
You know what?
Fair enough. So what now would you say you're looking forward to going into next few months from now?
A job.
That would help. Yeah.
That would help. I want to get out of the country for a little bit.
As you should.
I definitely want to get out of the country. I am looking forward to, it's so crazy. So being a new dad and seeing all the work that goes into being a parent.
Yes.
And seeing how my wife makes it look so incredibly easy. And it's not, because she could leave the house for a few hours with me and the baby, and I'm just like, what the fuck, what do I do? How do you do this?
Yeah.
It's crying. It needs something.
You try to interpret what it means. Yep, I get it.
Yeah, she just makes it look so easy. So shout out to all of the woman them, gal them.
Yes.
Single moms and moms, salute to y'all, because it is tough. But I'm looking forward to seeing my baby grow. Yeah, it's such a cool experience. At the time of this recording, she's now 9 months.
Yes.
And she's starting to try and learn how to crawl. Not there yet. A lot of face plants on the bed.
Yep.
And it's a little hilarious, but she is not hurt or injured, y'all. It's fine. So we can laugh at our own daughter.
No babies were injured during this taping.
No babies were injured during the making or during the taping of this episode. So it's just so fascinating to see how she develops. Like, she's smiling. She's responding to things. She's clapping. She's starting to try to teach herself how to crawl. Like, it's crazy.
It's amazing.
And I love it. It's amazing. It's just the best thing ever.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Yeah.
And she is a blessing, because we didn't even think that we were going to be able to have a kid, right? And I always wanted a daughter.
Right.
And I got one.
God bless you.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to continuing my fitness journey.
Yep.
Because I'm catching the bug now.
Yeah.
Now that I've started to see, you know, a little bit of changes. I'm catching the bug, so I'm looking forward to that, keeping on top of my health.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to building with my wife.
Yeah.
Because this marriage thing, as we spoke about earlier, it's work, dog.
It's work. It's work.
Like, it's a lot of work. And your person, your spouse, really should be your best friend.
Yeah.
And my wife is. Like, she's so dope.
Shout out to Mendel's wife.
Yeah, shout out to Tanya. Boom, bomb. Like, she's amazing.
Yeah, for real.
She makes being my wife look easy, because dealing with me is not always easy. So shout out to her.
Yep, indeed. Shout out to her.
So yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to for 2024. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to my big birthday. I have some goals that I won't share out loud, but I kind of spoke them hopefully into fruition a couple of days ago with the wife. So I'm excited for that journey. One of them is my fitness journey.
Of course.
So I'll keep you all updated on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to growing this podcast. I would be remiss if I didn't say that.
Indeed. Indeed. Indeed.
So I'm looking forward to the podcast journey. The baby journey, health journey, because you had a small health scare a little while ago.
I agree.
Slight. I didn't tell you about that.
Okay.
So I had a slight health scare, and so much so the day after, my doctor's office took me in right away.
Jesus.
But in my doctor's usually right about what he thinks or says stuff. And he's like, you know what? I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Good.
And it was good that you came because, you know, it was a little scary of a thing.
Mm-hmm, of course.
That you should get checked.
Mm.
So, right. You know, we're going to do the blood work and going to book a test for you.
Yes.
Even though he doesn't think it's, you know, a thing. So, you know, we being vulnerable on this podcast, so might as well, you know, say the things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so Black people, check on your health.
Yes. If
something does not feel right, check it.
Black men in particular.
Black men in particular.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So there was, yeah, that, a little bit of a health care. Check on yourself, Black people. Go to the doctor. Please do it.
Yep. I agree with you.
What are you looking forward to for 2024? Because you are busy.
It's been crazy. But here's what I will say very quickly. I'm looking at really settling down. And what I mean by that, like, there's some things that
you settle down. Way.
Well, yeah. But I mean, there's some housework that we need to get done. And okay. We should be before the year's out. So we're gonna finally actually turn not only our house to home, but you know what? We're gonna invite people, you know? We can actually invite people. So Mandela, you're gonna make another trip.
You know what? I'm okay with that. Do you need me to bring rum? Do you need me to bring Domino's? What do you need?
Probably Domino's. Don't worry about the drink them. We gotta take that. We gotta take care of that, you know, still.
Okay, you want me to bring weed?
No. My wife would not. No.
Okay.
Don't do it. I mean, I get it. Just no.
What is the herb that God created?
No. No. Don't make my wife hate you. Don't make my wife hate you.
If she would hate me, it's the bounty of the earth.
No. Just no. No.
Oh, okay. Just thought I'd put it out there.
Also, like, there's gonna be some big adjustments once I get back into the school thing, because I really want to get my master's and really plow, like, really get into some things. I expect a lot of myself in terms of just reaching certain goals for myself. And just continue on just like talking about mental health, whether it be through the podcast or just other means. Looking to do that, and like you, definitely looking forward to getting back into shape, because from what happened earlier in the beginning to where I'm at right now, it was a setback, but I'm gonna be coming back. There's gonna be a comeback. So
Papa Germs, well, you're not a papa, but you get what I'm saying.
I mean, that could also happen. Stay tuned for 2024.
Wow, is that a hint or is that a, okay? All right, you know what?
Stay tuned for 2024.
All right, well, you know, you know what? I ain't gonna say nothing, but I hear you.
Indeed.
Oh, look at y'all planning and building and. But you know what? Your wife could never hate me.
Nah, man, she's good with you. She's good with you, so.
Oh, I know. I'm aware. How could she not be? I'm amazing. I'm fantastic. I'm wonderful.
Of course.
Come on now. He at who? He at what?
He at what? For what?
Well, you know what? Mm-hmm. She's a lot like Tanya, because if Tanya don't like someone, face will show it,
right? Mm-hmm.
And I know Marissa's the same way.
Facts.
She's the same. She's a sweet person, kind, cool, all of that. But if you're on her bad side, God help.
Well, you get cut off. That's it.
Oh, she's one of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get cut off with the quickness. That's it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But that being
Absolutely.
said, though, sorry. But that being said, though, Mino said that there's going to be plenty more episodes to come.
Plenty, plenty more.
Plenty. So, as we always do when we are about to reach down, I'm going to ask you this question, Mandela. How can people reach you?
Well, you can find me
Because you're
if
kind
you
of out.
search. I am out there getting recognized and stuff in public. This is a weird but really cool feeling. You can find me on the Instagrams. That hasn't changed names yet.
Yet.
Who knows? Mandela, MANDELA underscore KJ on the IG, on the Apartheid Clyde app,
Apartheid,
F formerly known as Twitter, currently known as
yeah.
X. Same handle, Mandela underscore KJ. You can find the podcast,
Oh, yeah, important.
Black PPL Check In, on Instagram and the Apartheid Clyde app.
Yeah.
Again, Black PPL Check In. No spaces, no caps, just Black people check in. Jermaine, where can they find you, sir, if you want to be found? And you are a therapist, so
I
if you
have to be
book a
found.
book, you need to be found.
I have to be found.
Actually, a lot of people need to find you, and they're in denial about
Oh, we all know that. We all know
it. A lot of people need your
Yeah.
services.
Well,
Yeah, where can they find you, and how can they book a session? And can you spell out where
I'll
they
spell
can
it out.
find you?
So let's start with social media. On IG, it's Germs, JERMS 394. On IG, I was gonna say my email. I'm like, nope, not doing that. So you can find me on IG Germs 394 on TikTok, because I bought an Apartheid Clyde, so I'm not gonna do that. So you can find me on TikTok at Mr. Car Talk. So you'll see me in my car or in other places, but find me on TikTok.
When the wife kicks you out of the house.
I know,
Mm-hmm.
I know, but if you are looking for a therapist, a registered social worker and therapist, then you can check me. Contact me at Jermaine. No, contact me, Jermaine, at FrancisPsychotherapy.com. Right? Actually, as a matter of fact, you'll see the website anyway, but go to www.francispsychotherapy.com. You'll see me there.
FRANCIS.
Yes, FrancisPsychotherapy.com. So you'll see me and a number of people on the team that are there to support you if you're struggling with your mental health. And I'm talking about anywhere from Black people to white people to everyone in between. You could be a child, you can be a teenager, you can be old, you can be married. Just letting you know that we have people out there that are willing to help you. And again, if you're looking to speak to a Black, especially a Black male therapist, I got you. Believe me, I got you. So,
I mean, he's really good at what he does. Just
I try.
saying.
I try, man. I try, and I appreciate you
He
for that. But
he's very good at what he does, y'all. Some of y'all need him.
or two boxes in your head, but we can talk about that later.
Wow. Okay. That escalated very quickly.
I know that. But most important thing, now again, we shouldn't really have to say this, but we're gonna say it anyway.
Uh-huh.
You're going to do when you see us, you know, on your favorite podcast, whether it be Spotify, Apple, or whatever, where you get your podcast from, you are not going to just like our content.
No.
You are going to share our content.
Share. Because a lot of y'all don't know the meaning of sharing because y'all are only children.
Wow.
And we get that.
That escalated.
Sorry, I had to get
up. Oh my God. And you say, but never mind. But that being said, y'all need to share this, like share this content. Because we're out here trying to, you know, let people know that, you know what, there is a safe space to talk about our mental health, Black issues, you know, especially in Canada. So we'd appreciate it if you not only just like our stuff, share our stuff, subscribe, follow us. And we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. We're actually not that bad. Our stuff's pretty dope. Just saying.
I mean, we don't bite. So, I mean, what are you actually afraid of?
Well,
don't.
You know what? Okay, fine.
Just leave it. But that being said, though, on behalf of myself and Mandela, this is Black People Check In, the podcast. Yes. Oh, thank goodness. We just want to let you know we love you all. Stay dope. Stay
most Black. Of y'all.
Well, most y'all. Yeah. But stay dope. Stay Black. You know, and whatever you do, just don't bother us, so we'll throw a chair at you or something like that. I know that was so dumb. Never mind. Forget it. Have yourself a good night.
Or good afternoon. Or good day.
Yes. Negative vibes just swerve those. Work hard to make money in myriads. Me losing, you must be delirious. Period. Period. I do what I want. Period. Move like a boss. Period. Oh, I got the sauce. Period. See. The goals to see money no matter the cause, period. I'm kid frapping these L's to my ops, period.